Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Jury Duty. I'm your host, Carrie Antholis. This is a special bonus episode of the Jury Duty podcast. This afternoon, Monday, December 19th, the jury in the trial of Harvey Weinstein came back with a partial verdict. Joining us now to take us through that verdict is our correspondent, Molly Miller.
Hi, Carrie.
So, Molly, I'll take you through the counts faced by Weinstein, and why don't you give us the verdict, or lack thereof, that the jury reached?
Sounds good.
So count one related to Jane Doe number one, who was the Italian talk show host and model, and that count was forcible oral copulation. How did the jury find on that one?
Guilty.
And count two was also related to Jane Doe number one. That was sexual penetration by a foreign object. How did the jury find?
Guilty.
Count three was forcible rape of Jane Doe number one. How did the jury find?
Also guilty.
Count four related to Lauren Young, and that charge was sexual battery by restraint. She was Jane Doe, too. Did the jury reach a verdict on that count?
They did not. The jury hung.
Count five related to Jane Doe 3, who was the masseuse. That count was sexual battery by restraint. How did the jury find on that count?
Jury found not guilty on that count.
Count six related to Jennifer Seibel Newsom. That charge was forcible oral copulation. How did the jury find on that count?
The jury didn't come to a verdict on that. They hung.
And count seven was forcible rape of Jane Doe 4, who was, again, Jennifer Seibel Newsom. Did the jury reach a verdict on that count?
No, they hung on that count as well.
And obviously there was a question of whether there was an offense against more than one victim, which related to the potential sentencing in the trial. Given that Weinstein was only convicted on the charges related to one of the victims, obviously there was not a finding of an offense against more than one victim. Is that correct?
Correct.
What else can you tell us about what happened in court today?
So Judge Lynch declared a mistrial on the counts where the jury could not reach a verdict, and the jury is returning tomorrow to hear arguments. We don't know the nature of those arguments right now. They are unspecified aggravating factors, but that's about all we know at the moment.
And I gather those aggravating factors could impact the length of Weinstein's sentence. Is that correct?
Exactly, Carrie.
Do you know what the difference is between what he currently faces and what that number could go up to?
Yes, he currently faces 18 years, but if those aggravating factors are met, then he could face up to 24 years.
Molly, you've covered this case virtually from beginning to end. What do you make of the jury's verdict and their inability to reach a verdict on some of the counts?
So this result is really what we expected. We knew going into deliberations that the charges associated with Jane Doe 1, that Italian talk show host and model, those charges were the strongest. She was the one who had incredibly emotional testimony, and there was also the fact that she had very little contact with Weinstein after the assault. Now, I'm a little surprised that the jury hung on the counts associated with Lauren Young, who was Jane Doe 2. She was the one who claimed, remember, that Claudia Salinas trapped her in a bathroom with Weinstein. And I suppose the jury may have found reasonable doubt because Salinas testified that she didn't go up to the room with Weinstein and Young, and because Young didn't describe the bathroom perfectly in her statements to police. Specifically, she said that the door was a sliding door when it was actually a door that swung open and closed. Now, the not guilty verdict in association with Jane Doe 3, who was the celebrity masseuse, as you said, Carrie, that wasn't shocking at all. We knew that was one of the weaker arguments for the prosecution because of the woman's ongoing contact with Weinstein. And really, it's a similar story in regards to the counts associated with Jane Doe 4, who is Jennifer Seibel Newsom, which ended in a hung jury. So the defense provided in Jane Doe 4, Jennifer Seibel Newsom's case, exhaustive evidence of her ongoing contact with Weinstein over email, and it portrayed a relationship that was, at least on its surface, cordial, if not outright friendly. And so I do think that may have caused some doubt in the jurors' minds. So overall, it might not be what a lot of people were hoping for from this trial, but the result was largely what we anticipated.
You don't have any information about what the splits were on the counts where the jury was hung, do you?
Unfortunately, I do not.
Well, we'll be following up in the coming days, especially with these arguments on the aggravating factors still to come. Molly, thank you again for all your coverage of this, and we'll look forward to wrapping it up in the next session of Jury Duty.
Thanks, Carrie.
We will have one more update on this trial after the special circumstances portion of the trial has concluded. And remember to tune in after the first of the year for the resumption of season 6 of Jury Duty, The Trial of Michael Barrasone. Also, if you would like to listen to these episodes early and ad-free, head over to our Jury Duty Crime Story Patreon page.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You can find more information about these trials on our Jury Duty Crime Story Patreon page or at crimestory.com. Jury Duty is created and produced by yours truly, Carrie Ann Tholis. This episode was co-produced and edited by Chris Tarracone. Music was provided by Strike Audio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you will come back for the next episode of Jury Duty, The Trials of Weinstein and Masterson.